And speaking of great voices, one of my personal favorite bands recently released an album, and that is our album review for this week. This is Why by Paramore. And let me tell you, Hannah, I loved it. I mean, obviously, I was going to like it. I'm a little bit biased. I have orange hair, a la Hayley Williams. But honestly, this really surprised me. I knew that I was going to like it because of the singles mm-hmm. that were just released. But it was really like a great blend of what they have done over the years. They've been on the scene for 2 decades at this point. I think they started their band in like 2003. Wow. So it has been 20 years and they've done a lot. They kind of made their name in like the alternative, like punk rock, pop punk scene, but they really don't let that define them mm-hmm. a lot. And like they'll do a lot of other stuff, you know, just like kind of playing with their inspiration. And I really felt like that's kind of what happened here.
That's amazing.
For This Is Why. And there's only 10 songs, which was kind of weird. Usually you would see like, you know, 12 to 15 on an album, but they really packed all of these 10 songs with a lot of like really heavy lyrics, really impressive musicianship with like the instruments and stuff. And of course, Hayley Williams is known for her voice and she really let it shine with a lot of the stuff on this album.
That is amazing. Was there any like really like standout moments for you in the album or like songs or maybe like did they have any really good features on there?
Honestly, there weren't any other artist features. They didn't collab with anybody, but about halfway through the album, they have this group of woodwind players that do these little like features throughout a couple of the songs, and that just made my jaw drop. It was crazy because you don't normally hear like a bass clarinet in like popular albums, and that was so crazy to like see them kind of playing with those instruments a little bit and really just like digging into music.
Wow, that is amazing. Like, I'm hearing all this right now, and I'm like, I need to go listen to this album right now.
Absolutely, of course. You should definitely check it out. And I have several favorite tracks. It's kind of hard to pick favorites when there's only 10 songs on the album.
Right.
Because, you know, like, you'll end up picking, like, half the album. But I think I really gravitated towards tracks like You First and Figure Eight, I think were the two that really stood out to me so far. But of course, as I keep listening to it, other ones are going to start standing out to me. Those really were reminiscent of their self-titled album, which came out in, I think, 2012.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was really nice to kind of hear them getting back to that. But of course, the singles are always really fun. They were really the more upbeat songs on the album. And we've been playing This Is Why for a while on our station, so I'm sure all of you listening are a big fan of it, as am I. So here it is, This Is Why by Paramore.
Might be best to keep
Paramore. This is Why, the title track to their most recent album. And honestly, I can never get tired of that song.
No, literally same. Like, at first, like, when you first listen to it, you're like, oh, this is pretty good. And then you listen to a second and a third time, you're like, okay, this is catchy. I'm hooked.
And now it's on repeat. And you just will never stop.
Exactly. And if you guys want to look at the full album review, go to our website, WZND.com, and you could read the full album review there by Miss Sunny.
Yep, definitely. And if you are at all a fan of Paramore or alternative music, I definitely recommend it. I think on my review, I rated it like a 9 out of 10, and it is a pretty short album. So if you don't have a lot of time to sit down and listen to a full one, try this one because it's only 10 songs long.
Exactly. And if Miss Hayley Williams, the lead singer, sounds familiar, you might know her from her collab with B.O.B. where they sang Airplanes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that she did that. I mean, she's all over the map. She's been on the scene for 20 years. So she definitely makes that song, I think. I love her voice.
100%. Yeah, that song was like iconic a couple years ago.
Of course. And she also actually has her own solo career, believe it or not. She's released a couple albums in between the time from when Paramore released their last album, which is like 5.5 years ago, I think, like in 2017. She did a couple albums by herself as well. We had Simmer, which was a single from her 2020 album, Petals for Armor, here on the station.
Oh, that's super cool. I didn't know that she did more outside work than the band than she did. So that's super cool to figure out.
Yep, definitely. Really, like, I think experimenting with what styles she wanted to work with, because I can see some influence on this album too, from what she did by herself, as well as just kind of blending it with what the band did too. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh yeah, that's really cool that she was kind of, you know, I feel like every artist has to do that. Go through and see, okay, what's my style? What do I like? Mm-hmm. Like, what is my sound?
And especially like it was during 2020, so like she was kind of just, she didn't have anything else to do other than like write music. You know how like Taylor Swift came out with like Folklore and all that stuff, where they were just kind of writing, experimenting, doing some fun stuff. And fun fact, Haley and Taylor are actually both residing, or at least at one point lived in Nashville together.
What?
Yeah,
oh my God, that's so
they
cool.
They were friends for a while. I think Haley's still in Nashville, but at one point, yeah, Taylor and Haley both lived near Nashville.
Wow, that's super neat. I never knew that.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Little fun facts from back in the day with Miss Haley and Taylor for sure. But yeah, it was absolutely great to be able to review this and kind of take a step back to when I was a music intern.
Oh, yes. We love to see it. The flashbacks.
Absolutely.